This is the Columbus Sports Weekends of Dreams. Is a Blue Jacket Friday night into a Buckeye Saturday. We just so happen that we have primetime on Saturday, and we have an opener with a little team you maybe have heard of called the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight at Nationwide. And that music means only one thing. It is time for Shelly Time, the debut of the season. How you living, buddy?
Oh, it's finally here, Bull. Yep. Isn't it great? The weather's
awesome.
Cooler. It's time for hockey, man.
Oh, I felt good today when I you know, you get that 50s, you get in the morning, you get that the 50-degree temperatures, leaves starting to change a little bit, and now we go to the ice. Before we get that, good summer? Did you get everything accomplished you wanted to? Usually road trip. Did you have any road trips?
It was amazing. I mean, we went to Maine and up to Cape Cod and that on a camping trip. It was incredible. Enjoyed a lot of time with the family. Got everything accomplished. Got the garage cleaned. I'm ready for the regular season to start, baby.
You're peaked and ready, my friend. Well, there's not many matchups that, as my friend Buford T. Justice from Smokey and the Bandit would say, that's an attention getter. The Toronto Maple Leafs coming in here on a Friday night, my friend, is an attention getter. They are absolutely loaded. This is a Blue Jackets team. We know what happened in the offseason. It is what it is. And now we move forward and we march on with who we have. But if you want to find out how good you are, you're going to find out tonight.
Yeah, and you know what? The Toronto Maple Leafs are part of the Atlantic Division, which has gotten a little bit better. But they're a top team there. And they've front-loaded their offense by signing their young gifted players to long deals. You know, Johnny Tavares is now the captain there. He was the captain of the Islanders. Auston Matthews is one of the best forwards in the National Hockey League. And he's got Mitch Marner with him. You know, and then there's just a lot of talent up front. And then the Blue Jackets, you know, the buzz on the outside of this team is, Bo, as we know, is, oh, the Blue Jackets, what are they going to be? Because they lost a couple big guns. The group is going to rally around that. They've got players that have been here now for five seasons that understand what's happening in Columbus. And opening night, you've got three new players. And I count Texier in that group. He did play in the playoffs last year with the Blue Jackets. But he's new to this. But they're excited. They understand what they're a part of. And I think that's due to Torts and the leadership group of this organization that's been here and knows what they have. So I expect this to be, you know what? There's two things to this. Attention getter, obviously, with the Leafs. You're right. But opening night at home, you just dream about it. So this is an exciting day for the team and especially those new young guys.
Yeah, it certainly is. Jody Shelley with Shelley Time joins us every time the Jackets play all season long right here on Bishop and Laurinaitis, and he joins on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. I understand the narrative that is out there that poor Blue Jackets. You see Panarin scored a goal and, you know, 2 points last night for the Rangers, and you saw what Duchesne did. Didn't go so well for Bob down in Florida. But those guys all gone, among others. This, to me, Joe, this is about Jarmo Kekalainen. It's about Torts. It's about, do you have a franchise? Because franchises that can withstand that and can compete, it happens. Do you have organizational depth? So when I say, do you have a franchise, what I'm saying is, do you have organizational depth? Have you developed? I think of Pierre-Luc Dubois, among others. I know how great our D-men are. This will come down to our goalies, though. And as you've gone down and you've seen the preseason and watched it very closely, what is your view of how we will be in net?
Well, I just spoke with Jonas Korpisalo, and I congratulated him because this guy, as a young netminder, he came here, and they put him on the bench behind Bobrovsky. And he's dreamt of this day. He's a number one goaltender today for the Columbus Blue Jackets in the National Hockey League. I mean, this is a big deal for Jonas, and he's earned it. And all the noise outside about Elvis and about everything going on with the organization, and he even said, I was wondering if the organization was going to go do something crazy like pick somebody up. But today as it stands, I'm not saying things won't change, but today in net, he is the guy, and he wants to be the guy. And the guys around him, they love Jonas, so they're going to play for him. Now, he's not on an island by himself. They're going to play a game in the defensive zone where they just try to get it out of the defensive zone and help him out. But I think he doesn't have the rebound control of Bobrovsky. There's some things that will be a little different for the players in front of him. They're a bit of adjustment, but there's no time for that. So I think it's going to be a short window here if things don't go well right away. He's a guy that needs to adapt, and maybe things need to adapt around him. But this is a league that this team needs to build off last year, Bo.
Yep.
They need to take a step. The expectations need to stay high. We talked about that the last time we spoke. And I think the players understand that. You know, I look at the organization and think there's four new guys in the lineup this year. Toronto has 13 new players from the start of the season last year.
Yeah.
When you have an organization that has consistency and has some confidence in what they are, I think everyone feeds off that, and I think the goaltender and Corpusalo will for this organization. I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's going to be the key to the whole thing. You mentioned the four new faces. You have to know there will be a different style of play. Torts has been very adamant about that. I think he relishes this, honestly. He relishes an idea to build a team in his image and to make these adjustments. I think he's going to do great with this. Someone is going to have to make up what is a pretty tremendous loss with Panarin. Those goals don't grow on trees. So how do you make up for what left there?
Yeah, you know what? You said, I'm going to touch on one thing you just said, different style of play, and you're right. And here's the deal. The luxury of one of the best, if not the best, goaltender in the world that's been here for 7 years in Bobrovsky, that is a luxury. We know that. So that means that Cam Atkinson on the right side of the ice can't anticipate a turnover and get a jump on the D and try to get the offense too quick. It means he's got to be a little more patient in the details of the defensive zone. There's not going to be the curling. There's got to be a little more stiffness, if you will, in the defensive zone as far as no cheating. And, you know, you cheat the offense, and you can do that with when Sergei was here, but now the details of the defense. But you can't do it to a point where you're taken away from offense because you're right. Everyone's talking about stopping the puck. But where are the goals going to come from?
Right.
If their power play is at 15% like it was last year, forget about it. You know, it will be streaky, but it's got to be hot, and it's got to maintain confidence because those guys out there are your top players, and they've got to get the touches, and they've got to get the confidence. So, you know, I look at Texier. I love this Bemstrom kid. You know, I'm not all about hype, but Bemstrom and Texier have lived up to it, and they are going to be exciting players to watch. And then there's guys like Foligno, and I like Zach Werenski. Think about Zach Werenski, Bo. Last year, he did not have an offseason. He was rehabbing a shoulder surgery. He comes into the season, he's behind all year. What's wrong with Zach? What's wrong with Zach? And finally at the end, he frees up and he plays well. Well, guess what? Zach Werenski looks great. You can tell he feels great. He's a guy that can bring that scoring too and help players around him. So it's going to be from different players, but I look to the D. And, of course, Alexander Wennberg, he's got Gustav Nyquist now. Will he reignite? There's a bunch of questions, and that's what I love about heading into the regular season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's from a fan standpoint, it's fantastic because you have all of this potential and you have all of these unanswered questions. They're offensively, where is it going to come? It could come from myriad places. It's young kids. It's talent. It's Yarmo's drafting and development. I mean, this is going to be a fun one tonight. It's going to be a fun first month of the season as well. You know, James and I did a thing earlier this week where he said, all right, let's do expectations. What do you expect of this team? So I go back to last year, Jode, and I say, you know what? That's a team that's got to get to the second round of the playoffs for that to be a success based on the amount of talent. Now, I would say that they underachieved during the season because I thought they were better than an 8 seed. But they get in. You have the historic upset of Tampa, and they reach an expectation that we set, which was the second round. This team, to me, in a bit of a kind of rebuild on the fly year, is a fight for the 8-7-8 spot situation. Where do you view the expectations for this team?
Yeah, I expect them to make playoffs. And I think that once they're in, it all bets are off. I think that they can be a team that can make noise. I think that every year. But the teams that are good use the regular season to figure out what they are, so when they hit the playoffs, they're flying. This team, what I said about the power play earlier, they can't have hiccups like that. They cannot have distractions. They cannot have those question marks. Those are developed within. They've got to figure that out right away. Because I think that really led them to be an 8 seed and not a 5 or 4 seed. You know what I mean? Those 4 or 5 wins that they lost on the power play, that's just a little bit of a hiccup. You know what I mean? They got to avoid that early. I don't know. I expect them to make the playoffs, and I think we have to do that. And then after that, I expect them to feed off of the experiences they've had in the playoffs the past couple of seasons to do better. I look at last year against Boston. Boston understood that Carolina was waiting in the Eastern Conference finals, which meant there was a really good chance to go to play for the Stanley Cup in the finals. I don't think the Columbus group realized that till it was over or not enough, and I think that's part of this whole maturation process. And they got to make the playoffs, and then, hey, that's when the building just shakes, right?
Yeah, and that's when you know you have a franchise. That's what I mean by that. Like, if to expect to make the playoffs versus hope to make the playoffs, the teams that have the cities that have franchises, that's what you do. You expect to make the playoffs, and I think Yarmo's done that.
I think you're right, and I think if you look at the Metropolitan Division, there's one team that's been there and seems to be a lot similar, and that's Washington Capitals. And then from there, I mean, every team, Philly, Jersey, Islanders, Carolina, who looked good last night, by the way, they're all question marks. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's going to be very interesting. But this is a key weekend. It's tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs, and guess what's tomorrow night?
We're it's in the Pens, isn't it?
The Penguins, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we turn around Monday and play Buffalo. So,
pretty
you know
good.
What? It's on and it's urgent and it's not. There's no waiting into the season, and that's also awesome.
Yeah, it is going to be fun. Ones appreciate you as always. Always look forward to talking to you, buddy, with Shelly time, and look forward to doing it again all year long.
Always, man. Great to be back, and enjoy your weekend. Heck of a weekend for sports. You're right.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is awesome for us. Our good buddy Jody Shelly joining us with Shelly time.